Hey, this is Nicholas Brendan. Right. I play Xander on Buffy the Vampire Slayer, and you're listening to Potential Cast.
Gabby and Illyrio drink themselves into a stupor as they rewatch Season 5, Episode Who Gives a Fuck, Family. So, how are you doing, Gabby?
I am doing much better than yesterday.
So, this is Gabby's audition to get back onto the podcast since she quit last time.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, I just told people you quit.
Oh, that ain't right. I would never quit.
Oh, this rum and coke is good.
Oh.
I mix a good drink.
A Cuba Libre?
Huh? No, it's Havana Club.
Oh, okay. Isn't that what they call a rum and coke?
From Havana.
Isn't that what they call a rum and coke?
A Cuba Libre?
Cuba Libre?
I don't know. I don't think so.
Well, that is not what I am drinking.
What are you drinking tonight?
I'm drinking Mountain Dew and Gummy Fish Vodka.
Ooh. Is it Diet Double Dew?
No.
All right.
It's, I don't know, whatever the blue one is.
Blue Mountain Dew?
Yes.
All right, folks. Here's what's on tap for tonight. Or morning or afternoon, delete as appropriate. It's a drinking game episode. We're going to combine Illyrio and Gabby's love for Tara with alcohol.
Yes.
So we have an awesome drinking game submitted to us by Tammy. Thank you, Tammy. Take a drink whenever Giles cleans his glasses or gets injured.
If Anya references sex.
Whenever the word demon or witch or vampire is mentioned.
When Gabby rolls her eyes, it's seriously audible. I did not know that.
When Illyrio rants about sexism or bigotry or blind tradition.
Whenever Dawn whines or screams.
Here's the rough one. If Tara stutters.
Oh my god, I'm going to be in the hospital by the time this is over. Whenever Spike comes after Buffy.
What if he comes before her? Any character being secretive. They could avoid so much if they were just upfront and honest. Sorry, sidebar.
It's like Lost. Any scene and in the bronze. Yay!
Guaranteed one drink this episode.
Yes.
When Spike does anything awesome.
Which is all the time. When Illyrio thinks his predictions are correct.
Whenever Gabby comments about someone's fashion sense or lack thereof.
Oh, damn. That's another guarantee.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Well.
Thank you, Tammy.
Thank you, Tammy. You're my favorite.
Yeah. Tammy!
All right. Let us get to this.
I think we are going to get to it. We're recording? Yep. All right. Gabby, is your Netflix machine queued up?
My Netflix machine is queued up. I just have to hit my arrow that faces to the right.
All right. On go. It'll be 3, 2, 1, and then go.
Okay.
3, 2, 1, go. Getting the previously on?
Yes, I am. So we don't start that.
See, there's the scene that made me think she's a demon. I love Red Dress Girl.
Oh, she's my favorite. Maybe. Ugh. You know what's sad about this episode? That Dawn doesn't die.
Yeah. Story time.
Kitty Fantastical. That is the slowest growing kitten.
Mm-hmm.
Hmm. I think adults that call cats kitties and like doggies and their narc children around need to be shot.
Out of a cannon?
Yes, out of a cannon.
Sleepy Willow.
Is she brew feed? Ugh. Oh, wait a minute. I rolled my eyes.
Drink. Uh-oh. To having a drink.
She mentioned snuggles. Ugh. Oh, boy.
Oh.
Wait a minute. Was my eye rolling audible again?
Yep, I'm having a drink.
Okay.
This is so backlit.
Oh, it's like it's been manipulated on a Flickr. I'm wearing my hair right now, just like Buffy is.
Oh my God! So am I.
No way! Holy crap! What are the odds? It is kind of sad that when you think about it, that she's this beam of magical light or whatever and has no idea and thinks she's actually human. It's kind of sad.
It's, yeah.
But, and yet dumb.
It's like that kid in AI.
Oh, that was so sad!
Until it got stupid.
Hey, Gigolo Joe, what do you know?
Gigolo Joe, Jude Law.
I love him. I want to have his babies. And then he can cheat on me with the nanny. Because isn't that what he does? Isn't that his thing?
That's what he does.
Mm-hmm. Come on.
Giles is all emotional.
No, come on. Clean your glasses, Giles. Clean them.
We can't root for these things. Of course you have to take care of her. You're the slayer.
That's sort of your job.
Mm-hmm.
That you don't get paid for. Your thankless job.
See, this surprised me.
Oh, and by the way, I think we've totally forgot to point out that I'm right here. Hey, who's Buffy gonna tell? I don't know, the first one, Giles? That's right. I was right.
Yep.
She can't keep her goddamn mouth shut. Yes.
Pile of rubble. Defeated.
Oh.
She has really wide apart eyes. It's the only criticism I'd have of her physiology.
Oh.
Or physiognomy.
Really?
Sarah Michelle Gellar!
Nicholas Brendan!
Nicholas Brendan...
Brendan Fraser?
Huh?
And what? Nicholas
Allison
Brendan.
Allison Hannigan!
Everybody's favorite!
Mark Blucas!
Oh.
Emma Caulfield, greatest YouTuber ever. Michelle Trachtenberg, not related to Dan. James Masters.
Why do they still have the dancing with Faith?
And Anthony Stewart Head.
Why?
Ash. All right, here we go.
so they are still in school.
Excuse me. You don't get killed by an evil person. What a bitch.
She's ungrateful. And why aren't the doodads wrapped up already? Okay. So Xander and Riley are now 9-year-old boys?
Yep.
Okay. Makes sense. Well, it's not like you're paying for college. Getting in trouble. It almost seems to me that the room was empty.
Yeah.
It's like, hey. Hey, Tara, stand in the corner and smile awkwardly at nothing. What?
I don't know.
I...
No. Oh, she stuttered.
Ah, drink!
Drink. She went to that.
That was funny. To whom? But I thought that's only where high school kids hung out.
I don't know. Hey, craziness.
Oh, hey, it's the cute intern that Steph likes again.
Dr. Ben?
Sure.
Oh, I think we're going to see Pennywise the Clown soon.
Hooray! After watching so much Archer, every time I see a locker room now...
I know. I keep expecting naked Archer and a gun. Hey, I think he's going to pull out his gun.
That little thing? They're going to touch penises.
This is the wrong podcast, Gabby. We'll talk about touching penises later. Hey, look, it's Pennywise with the forked tongue.
I do have to say that the makeup has gotten quite better over mm-hmm. the years. Over the years. I love her.
She's amazing.
I want to get a job at a store and say that. Oh, brother. What's exciting is everybody's first job, you're all excited at first, and then you realize that working blows.
Oh, that's monsters, wait, is that one of the things?
No, demons, witch, or vampire.
See, I would fire her.
Oh my god. Rub your glasses, rub your glasses, wipe your glasses. No. Yay. Maybe he is way buff.
I know.
That she's awkward. Did they really mean lesbian?
Maybe.
Mm-hmm. Okay, I hate to be obvious, mm-hmm. but they're in a magic shop.
I know.
And she's a witch.
Oh, here we go.
They could get her a gift. They could get her a gift certificate.
Yeah.
That's all I'm saying. Technically, is that Spike comes after Buffy? Sure.
Ooh. That was something awesome. I'm having a drink.
Phrasing.
Phrasing.
That. Did you have a true moment of happiness, Riz, there? Think it so.
I need a refill.
Bath oils, that's kind of personal. Yeah, say thank you, Giles.
Which is
not good.
Ah, Cletus.
Frogly.
Oh, which is...
Ah! Son of a... My sister! But...
Was that a stutter? I can't tell. I'm having a drink anyway.
A drink anyway.
Why is everyone shocked? People have brothers.
But she clearly knows nothing about her family.
Oh, fuck. I'm going to get drunk right now in this scene.
Ah. Drink.
Jesus, here we go again. dun, dun.
He's so great, eh? Awkward. Dad hug.
Oh, here we go.
I find it unsettling. Hi, and cousin. Cousin Beth. Oh, boy. How come nobody else has an accent except for the brother? Is that a euphemism?
Try that on Christine when she gets back.
Hey, you want to get into research mode?
Hey, it's Riley.
Hey! Yay. Oh, kissing noises. Okay, countdown to the meltdown. Mm-hmm. Because when you're 19 years old, you need that? Mm. I'm confused.
Oh, whininess. Oh, what? Was sarcasm on the list? No.
No.
I like Dawn sarcastic, by the way. I find her much more appreciable.
Really?
Oh, here he is judging again. Mm-hmm. Oh, wait, I have to take a drink. Ugh.
Oh, you know, okay, I've defended Riley. I'm done.
Oh, she said demon.
Ah! Drink. Are they really all that helpful? No.
Kind of bumbling, aren't they?
Well, they're the government. Oh.
Okay.
Oh, yes.
New rule for the drinking game. I am having an entire shot glass of rum because of Riley right now. Here we go. Oh my god, that was a bad idea!
So when Riley is a super mega douchebag...
Who the fuck lets himself in to his daughter's place?
He may pay the rent. I don't know.
Doesn't matter. Private space. Nice toy, Tara.
Nice penis-shaped crystal you have on your desk.
That's exactly what my penis looks like.
I'm sorry. Val. It's clear? Weird.
Sorry. TMI, everyone. Oh, man, we're going to get drunk in this scene, too.
spit it out. Just spit it out.
When she what?
When she... Liar.
Are you drinking every time she stutters? I think I'm all alone here.
No.
What? What's that?
I don't understand. I'm sorry. Did her mother's magic make him really ugly?
I think so. Turn him into a frog.
It's weird.
All right. You are not...
I am.
...kosher right now. I'm drinking all these times she's stuttering.
She's quiet at the moment. Full disclosure, I didn't want to get up, so I also have a bottle of Guinness.
Oh, wow. Awesome.
Ugh.
Hey, Pennywise, wake up. Nice closet.
Furs. I think I kind of love her. Like, a lot. She's awesome. So Buffy is short. Ah, vampire. If I had friends. Do we even know?
No, we don't know her name.
I want to know. But I don't want to watch 99 episodes of Angel first. Oh, another crystal. Mm. You know, toys.
Toys.
Toys. Yes, I rolled my eyes. Drink.
Drink. Demon.
Demons.
Demons.
She's full of crap. Ugh. Ooh.
Bitch.
Well. Nope, Sutter.
I'm.
Okay, I can't believe I'm going to say this right now. Mm. In Tara's defense.
Mm-hmm. What?
Willow does, granted, it's you know, the show about, you know, Buffy and
yeah.
Friends or whatever. But in Tara's defense, the world revolves around Willow's needs.
Yeah.
And needing to do whatever Buffy needs her to do.
Mm-hmm.
However, from a relationship standpoint, it's a little fucked up that Tara, granted, she's hiding stuff, but still, she's in a relationship with Willow and hasn't told her jack about her background.
Hmm.
That's messed up. They just, you know, perform magic tricks.
Yeah.
And play with toys.
Speaking of.
Ooh,
this is when I was so hopeful that Tara was going to turn bad.
That you were going to be right.
Yep. Nobody sees this. floating glitter. Is Giles cleaning his glasses or holding them?
He's holding them. Doesn't he usually clean them when he's nervous?
I guess. I clean my glasses whenever they're dirty.
Really? I sometimes just let them be dirty and then go, why am I seeing
something? Hey, look, it's the worst scene ever. Oh, you know why?
Because
there's no Willy.
It's Willy's place.
I thought he was talking to Spike.
No, it's just your boyfriend.
Did he say ambulance or ambience?
He said bambalance. How old are these people?
So are you aware of who this is? This woman?
No.
Do you remember Doppelgangland? When evil vampire Willow came through?
This is
the girl that vampire Willow turned into a vampire.
Oh, no! Mm-hmm. Nice callback. On purpose? Is that what
you're This is written and directed by Joss Whedon.
Oh. He's very
Which
pretty.
Is really surprising because it's kind of shit.
Okay. Not everything he does is perfect.
Fuck you, Gabby.
I'm just saying.
After we finish recording this, we're not friends anymore.
I have one word for you. Dollhouse.
Oh! Isn't that two words?
No, it's one word.
Oh, here it comes.
Oh, fucking douchebag. Ah, vampires!
Vampires! Oh, look, it's Spike doing something awesome.
So creepy.
Spike did something. Harmony's tits are fantastic. Can I just say that? I wish I could do that.
What, kill shopkeeper?
No, never mind.
Those are cute shoes. Comments on fashion.
Demon. Gift basket.
No, you'll save her because you love her.
Hey, look, it's Tara.
Ugh, walking awkwardly because she's Tara. And look, her cousin walks awkwardly as well. It's just...
So apparently I should know who this actress is.
It's Amy Adams.
I have no idea. I've never seen her in anything.
That Julia Childs movie she was in where she was a blogger.
Nope. Oh, that was her?
Yeah.
That's hilarious.
She was also...
Oh, stutter!
Oh!
Stutter!
Stutter.
Ooh!
Ooh! No. What's funny is, I know it's Amy Adams. I saw her name at the beginning of the show in the credits. It took me like 3/4 of watching it for it to register that it was Amy Adams. That's the first time I saw it. I'm like, oh, she was in that Disney movie where she was a cartoon that turned into a human, and I can't remember the name of it. I'm not going to IMDb it because I don't care that much.
Oh, she stuttered.
Yes.
Kirsi Hamiha.
I don't care.
Ooh, buffet. All flexible.
You know whose tits aren't amazing?
Who?
Sarah Michelle Gellar's?
Yeah.
Just say it. What? There's three? But you can't see them.
Pennywise's. Ouch. Sorry.
It hurt my ear. It's Pennywise Ziz. It's not Pennywise I.
No.
Commercial.
Yep.
Uh-oh.
I found it funny that Cousin Beth called her a bitch and then immediately in the next sentence said bitty bit.
Great. Whatever, we're drinking. That's like saying fuck and then two sentences later go, you know, then it's and then the C word. Seriously?
Yeah.
Okay. Her weird, ruffly ballet top bolero jacket thing is driving me nuts.
Yeah, I know.
Eat it, drink.
Hey, look, Dawn is in danger.
Oh, what? And no one can see it. Okay, now she's greedy. She's in the workplace. That's how it starts.
Yeah.
She's that guy. Okay. If somebody's... Oh, does she sense a disturbance in the force?
Yeah, the midichlorian counts are really high right now.
Am I the only one, when they see a punching bag that says Everlast, I start thinking of... in my head, I can hear, jump around! Jump around!
No. This is the best fight scenes. Xander's having a slap fight with air.
It is convincing. I wouldn't be able to pretend that I'm fighting nothing. Oh!
Look, it's Strillo. Strillo's a little chunky.
Strillo.
Hey Spike!
He's awesome, because he's Spike. And he rolls his eyes, which makes him awesome, so drink.
Drink.
Uh-oh, I'm running out of alcohol. I need to go get more.
Hey, he was injured!
That's not a thing!
Mm-hmm. It is.
Oh, it is? Giles being injured?
Yep.
No, it's cleans it. Oh, yeah, you're right. Shit.
That was rude, Buffy, telling everyone to shut up.
Oh, now she's gonna help? That's kind of cool. What is that called?
No, no, no.
If this was Supernatural, you would have seen something. Did her eyes just do something weird?
Yeah, they did.
They went, like, white?
Mm-hmm.
So the spell only worked for people in the room?
I don't know.
Oh, that was gross.
That was awesome.
Okay. Go ahead, explain yourself.
Stutter.
Stutter. Ugh. Stop, demon.
Demon.
No, it's just their time of the month.
So sexist.
Oh, hey, what?
Take a drink.
Texas drink. Oh, you can hear ice rattling. Doesn't that drive somebody nuts? Demon.
Demon, demon.
Oh, my fucking God. Is she wearing Doc Martens?
Probably.
Oh, I commented on fashion.
There we go. Fuck you, asshole.
Oh my god. What are you gonna do? Shut up.
I have to drink now because of the eye rolling.
Thank you.
Is that Artie?
Yes. Oh. Okay, so Tara's turning 20.
Oh!
Whoa. Ugh. And they don't even know her. They just think she's nice.
Mm-hmm. I'm drinking for him.
Because he's always awesome! Blood kin. Who calls people their kin?
Aww!
But you don't even fucking know her!
It's Willow's girlfriend.
So what? But Willow doesn't even really know her. If you don't get in that car. Not demon.
Anya.
Demon. Oh, Jesus. That also shocked her.
Drinky drink.
Awesome thing ever. I'm taking a shot just for that. Yeah, so seriously, what did her mother do that was so evil?
She probably showed her ankles.
Maybe she shaved her legs above the knee.
Demon, oh, they said demon like four times.
Sorry. Yes. I'm confused.
Wait, he should have said 19.
I'm like, wait a minute. She's turning 20, and they said for 18 years they've been supporting her?
So for that first year, she was out in the woods.
Talk about her.
And here is the stupidest person ever. Watch. Watch as the woman who loathes herself. It's magix.
Dummy.
Look at her. The truth has been revealed to her.
Ugh,
the truth has been revealed, and she's going to stick around with her family. Hey, the bronze, drink! I don't know if I like those sideburns on Xander.
I don't know if I like the slick back Dracula hair. Although, that dress is adorable, drink.
Oh, wait, fashion.
Yes.
I'm not running, Don.
I'm loving everybody's dress, but Willow's dress especially reminds me of a dress that I wore to my friend Jessica.
Hey, nice crystal ball.
Oh!
See, that was awesome. I think I really like Donna's background.
Like, you only want her smiling and giving people gifts in the background?
Yes. Hey, look! It's Mr. Roboto.
Mr. Roboto?
Mr. Roboto. he... I just heard what you said.
What? Oh, no, Anya, curly hair, curly hair. Anya needs to have curly hair.
I agree.
Okay, it's hair fashion. Drink.
Let's take a drink.
Oh, what?
Wait, I roll.
Yes, that's my... Apparently, is that how it's...
Seriously, though, Gabby, what the fuck do you have against true love?
I have nothing against true love.
I mean, look at this. It's true lesbian love. It's awesome.
Well, good for them.
Why do you hate it so much?
I don't hate true love or true lesbian love. I just... This is my problem. My problem. And this is gonna sound dumb because it's like a fantasy show, but it's so hokey.
It is kind of hokey. I love Willow.
And it seems so forced to me.
Willow has these amazing chipmunk cheeks. And I love them. Look, she's a little chipmunk.
I like her hair short. Much better than longer.
Agreed.
It's sassy. Ugh. You don't
want to... Wait, I have to drink now.
Ugh, whatever.
Magics!
What is fucking wrong with these people?
Aww. I have to drink now.
Oh, God. You know what would make the scene even better?
Oh, look, they're floating.
Looking that great because they're so in love. So,
the only nobody thing, bats an eye.
The only thing that can make this better was if Chibo Motto was there.
I'm a yeah.
Topo Gijo, but then
I'm
gonna get that.
Yay!
Sure. Hooray.
Okay.
So this is my deal. I'm gonna may I go on a rant here?
You may go on a rant as I try to recover from near alcohol poisoning.
Because I also need more of that. So anyway, so this is my issue, because apparently people are very, I don't know.
What?
Whatever. With what? My para hate. I don't hate. Okay.
I'm you not, don't?
No. Well, you know what? I don't. It's not that I don't hate her. I don't fucking care.
Ah, it's indifference.
I'd say it was indifference, but then her existence kind of makes me a little angry sometimes because
it's passive aggressive indifference.
Yes, because I don't want her around. And granted, I don't know what happens next, but I think she's useless. I mean, as far as whenever she's on, little things about her bother me. Mm-hmm. The stuttering and the awkwardness. And we just had a whole episode that was kind of her deal. Mm-hmm. And I didn't fucking care. Yeah. I just wanted it to be over because I don't give a shit about her backstory. But I am now, a little pissed off that...
Can't this all just be explained with the fact that you're a heartless bitch?
Right, it's true.
Aha!
I really am.
I was right. I hope Beth kept the audio of me predicting that Gabby was just a heartless bitch.
I just don't know. I want everybody to be happy in the end. Don't get me wrong. But I just, And it's great that Willow has found herself and she's discovered herself and she knows what she wants as far as that stuff goes. Mm-hmm. But I'm just kind of, I don't care. I don't care about Tara. I don't care about her backstory. And I especially think it's fucked up that I don't even care how maybe ashamed she was about her family and the fact that she thought she'd turn evil when she was 20, that she told Willow none of this. They are in a relationship. They should be sharing everything together. Fuck that.
Yeah, I mean, I think it's kind of out of the ordinary to expect someone to share everything, the parts they don't like talking about.
But it's going to come up at some point. Like, poor Willow, poor Willow, for the family of Tara shows up. She's all sitting there awkward and blindsided.
I know.
She had no idea that she had a brother and apparently this cousin that was Amy Adams. And this really scary.
Who the fuck is Amy Adams? Jesus fucking Christ.
She was in a movie where she was a cartoon that turned into a real life princess.
Let me tell you something. I have never seen anything she's been in.
Blah, blah, blah. Julia Child. Oh my God. Meryl Streep.
Oh, I have seen
amazing.
That. But I didn't recognize her from that. Mostly because I was focusing on Meryl Streep.
Meryl Streep. She's amazing. For the longest time, I thought she was not American.
I know. You know, I got Meryl Streep and Glenn Close confused a bunch of times in the 90s.
Really?
Yeah. I don't know why.
Whenever I think of Glenn Close, I immediately go to...
Fatal Attraction.
Thank you! Immediately! Yep. And to this day, I still hate... what's his face?
Michael Douglas.
Thank you. Thank you. And thank you.
You're welcome. That's why I'm here.
No, yeah, seriously. That movie is how crazy old? And Artie says, yeah.
We should have had a drink every time Artie made a noise, but he barely made a noise.
He was napping.
Is it because he's frightened of you when you drink?
Mommy
drinks.
I don't like it when mommy drinks.
I don't like it rough when mommy drinks rough. Listen.
Anyway.
I'm a big supporter of the idea that people can have whatever opinion they want.
Yes.
And that they're free to express it as long as it's not hate speech. Now, hate speech only qualifies if you're talking about non-fictional people.
Uh-oh.
So... Gabby?
Yes?
Feel free to say whatever negative things you want about a fictional character. It's okay.
Okay.
I think you're loud.
Okay.
Awesome.
Thank you.
All right. Thanks for listening, everyone, to probably a train wreck. We'll see. Don't bother sending us feedback about this episode. In fact, I'm probably not even going to post it on the Facebook group. I'll just post it in the feed.
And if you really want to hear what happens after I have about 5 shots of gummy fish vodka.
Yeah.
There you go.
This is the episode to listen to.
If you'd like to hear more, we're going to keep on going.
Maybe. I think I might be done. To be honest.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. All right. Goodbye, everyone.
Goodbye. Thank you.
Awesome.
Alcohol, my permanent accessory. Alcohol, a part-time necessity. Alcohol, alternative to feeling like yourself. Oh, alcohol, I still bring to your health.
I am so tired.
I am so tired.
I am so old.
I am old.
Old and tired.
Not even. I fell asleep when I was supposed to go buy some booze, so I have just regular rum. Actually, it's not regular rum. It's Havana Club from Havana.
It started snowing, so I was like, oh, I was going to go to the store and get beer. And then I'm like, oh, it's snowing. People don't know how to drive when it snows.
No, not where you live.
No. So then I thought, I'll just drink.
So I have Cuban rum and Coke with real sugar in it.
Oh my God, I'm so jealous. Oh my God.
Oh my God, Archer was hilarious.
The end made me, I don't know, like for some reason it recorded like the late one. And then when I came in, I don't know, for some reason, I'm like, I just saw the end of it, not the beginning. But the last minute made me laugh.
Yeah.
So hard.
I was expecting a just the tip joke, but it didn't happen. It was better.
He had all the gay sex.
All the gay sex.
All that gay sex. All
the
up in you.
Birds flying away. Oh, that was awesome.
All up in you with the gay sex.
Gay sex.
I think in the past 2 weeks, I think I figured out that the Honey Pot is my favorite episode.